I think I need to apologize to a nice gentleman who was riding a store-provided scooter at Walmart in Arizona Pavilions. I might need to kind of apologize to some of the staff at the Walmart and the Arizona Pavilions. This might have been my fault.
You know what? Compared to what I did back at that one Walmart when I knocked over all the tequila bottles and stuff and they crashed on the floor.
Oh, that's right. That was the Oro Valley Walmart, the one across from Oro Valley Hospital.
I just bumped into them and boom.
It was like bowling pins.
It was like dominoes. I'm not allowed in there anymore.
No,
but go ahead with your story. It can't be any worse than that, right? I don't think it's that funny.
Okay.
There's Robin Joss. He's the tequila guy.
Yeah, he knocked over all the... he has a problem. Okay. So, boy, we're not going to be allowed in any Walmart now. So, it's this past Friday. I'm doing some spring cleaning, and so I had to buy some cardboard moving boxes. You can actually buy them at Walmart. I go and I have a cart and I fill it up with a bunch of moving boxes that are flattened. And of course, it's an awkward thing to push around the store because you've got the grocery cart and all these boxes sticking up out of it. And
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. So I go down the side aisle. So this is kind of like one of the center aisles. And in the middle of this aisle are a bunch of things. There's a stack of mini refrigerators. There's a stack of ice cream machines. Like things you want to grab, like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to have this? So there's also, I'm headed down the aisle, and to my left, on sort of thin pieces of wood, are about two dozen giant, empty, I guess they're kind of like water bottles. They were what you might fill with water or lemonade for the summer, about the size of Alhambra bottles. So you could grab one of those, put ice and lemonade, put it in the backyard for the kids, whatever. That's on my left. And also coming toward me on my left is this very nice gentleman in a store-provided scooter. So I kind of look at him and I start to go to the right to make some room for this gentleman. He may have been looking at me trying to get out of his way. I'm not really sure, but he accidentally clipped the display of the empty water bottles. And all of a sudden, these things go down like bowling pins. One, and then two, then three, then four, then five, and all of a sudden the whole display of water bottles is on the ground.
Wouldn't that make kind of an interesting sound, empty plastic bottles bouncing around?
Yes, it was. It's exactly right. It made this sound. And he and I just watched in horror as the whole display just sort of disintegrated before our very eyes.
Did it go into slow motion? Oh,
yes!
No!
Yes! And we paused, and he looked at me, and I was trying not to laugh. And then he started to laugh, and then I started to laugh. And then other customers are now approaching this scene and this mess, and they all stand around and start to laugh.
Nice.
It was like something out of a sitcom.
So you are not allowed in the Arizona Pavilions Walmart, and I can't go to the Oro Valley.
Okay. We've been banned from both Walmarts. We did help clean up the mess. A nice Walmart employee stepped up. After we were done laughing, we all pitched in and helped. But it was a real moment between strangers. It's almost worth my being banned from the store.
Nice connection.